You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, welcome once again to Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here.
And the pleasure is always ours as well. So today we're talking about financial planning, to do's to complete by year's end. I can't believe we're at that point already.
Yes. As we enter the final month of the year, it's a good time to think about ways to minimize your tax burden for the year. And as always, you should talk to your tax advisor and your estate planning attorney about your particular situation. But today we'll discuss some general guidelines.
Excellent. And what are some of the general areas in which our listeners can take action to affect their tax liability?
Well, on today's show, I'm going to discuss a couple of steps that you can take with your retirement contributions on the estate planning front and in your investment portfolio.
So what do our listeners need to know about retirement contributions?
Well, for listeners who are able to do so, maximize contributions to your 401k before you receive your final paycheck for the year. The contribution limit for 2014 is $17,500, plus an additional $5,500 if you're over age 50, for a total of $23,000. And remember that income tax won't be due on the amount deposited in a traditional 401k account until the money is withdrawn. And funding a 401k can have a pretty notable tax impact. So, as an example, an employee in the 30% tax bracket who's able to max out her 401k would save over $5,000 on her federal tax return compared with $1,500 of savings for someone who funds with $5,000.
Are the rules, or would the rules be the same for IRAs?
Well, the IRS allows extra time for IRA contributions to be made. So while 401k contributions typically need to be made by the end of the calendar year, you have until April 15th, or for some taxpayers, October 15th, to make your IRA contributions toward the current tax year. So, and this gives you more time to determine which type of IRA is going to be most appropriate for you, given your situation. So, however, one word of caution, if you wait until 2015 to contribute to your IRA for 2014, make sure that your financial institution codes that properly. A lot of financial institutions just automatically apply contributions to the current calendar year in which they're received. So you just want to make sure that it's coded properly so that you don't run into any issues later on.
Some great advice there. Today we are once again with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Here on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Also here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, focusing on estate planning, what are annual exclusion gifts?
So annual exclusion gifts are going to be of particular interest to our listeners who have large estates or whose parents have substantial estates. So an annual exclusion gift is a gift that qualifies for the $14,000 per person annual exclusion from federal gift taxes. And for married couples, you can combine these exclusions for $28,000. And this is the amount that you can give to someone per year without incurring any gift tax liability. And these annual exclusion gifts must be made by the end of the year. There's no income tax benefit to making these gifts, but it is a tax-free gift for estate planning purposes. So even if you're not in a position to make annual exclusion gifts, if your parents have a large estate, you might want to encourage them to make these annual exclusion gifts, perhaps to, you know, grandchildren before year end. It can be a tricky conversation, to be sure, but perhaps one that's worth having.
Now, we've covered retirement contributions and estate planning. What about investments?
Well, in brief, the thing to do before year end is tax loss harvest. And this is one of the many areas where the devil's in the details and there are a number of nuances, but here's an overview of how it works. Sell investments that are trading at a price below what you paid for them. Use these losses to offset any gains that you've realized in your portfolio. So you're sort of doing a netting. And remember to consider gains that you've realized across your balance sheet, not just in your investment portfolio. Think about business and real estate investments too. And if your capital losses happen more than your capital gains this year, you can put them in the bank, so to speak, and carry them forward to use in future years. And Eric, of course, you know, tax loss harvesting only applies to taxable accounts and does not apply to retirement accounts like IRAs and 401ks.
Kimberly, anything else that is time sensitive on the investment front?
Well, be careful when buying into mutual funds in taxable accounts around year end. Timing matters. If you're considering buying or selling a fund between now and the end of the year, it's important to know if and when that fund plans to make a distribution. The fiscal year for a number of mutual funds is October 31st, and they typically estimate their distributions after that date for payment sometime in December. And distributions are based upon owning the fund on the date that the distribution is declared. And if you're not careful, you could end up being the recipient of a distribution even though you've only owned the fund for a short time, and you would be fully liable for taxes on the distribution. So it's something where you just want to make sure that you're not incurring incurring taxes for something that you didn't benefit from. And I should note that this is not an issue for securities that are held in your individual name in a separately managed account.
Well, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, remarks, or a final tip on year-end financial planning?
So the holiday season is indeed the season of giving, and a number of people fund their charitable gifts with cash or checks. And that certainly is, you know, it's an easy thing to do, right? It's administratively easy. However, you may want to consider making gifts with appreciated securities. In general, you'll receive a tax deduction equal to the fair market value of the appreciated securities. So that's something for our listeners to consider.
Certainly appreciate your joining us once again. How about telling our listeners where can one get more information about Covestor online?
At Covestor.com.
Kimberly, as always, thanks so much for joining us here today on Covestor Radio. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. You too.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.